Hi guys, welcome back. Rick Bradbury here. In this video, video number 14 for the tutorial videos on the Canon EOS 500D T1i and KISS X3, we're going to have a look at which format do we shoot in, or file type or quality. And by that I mean either JPEG or RAW. So you've got these two options here. So as a shooter, you know, which file type do I choose and for what reason. So we'll cover the pros and cons of them both, and then you can make your own decision.
Okay, what we'll do now is go over a quick list just to show some of the pros and cons of JPEG and RAW. First off, JPEG. Some of the pros, or good points. It's widely known and widely used and accepted, be it sharing by email, on Flickr and other sites and services. It's a more manageable and smaller file size, so you typically get a file size with the 500D of around 7 or 8 meg, or megabytes should I say, in compared to RAW files up to 21 plus megabytes. It's easily shared. Now, a couple of the cons or bad points about JPEG. It's compressed, so it's a lossy format if you like, similar to MP3s when compared to master audio CDs. It's each editing phase, so each change that you make to JPEG, you lose more data. It's lower quality than RAW, and there's not as much control after the fact or after shooting in terms of editing, and there's less latitude for changing exposure and so forth. And basically because there's less data there, it compresses the file and it throws data away. So that's JPEG covered. So we'll move on to RAW. Okay, the benefits of RAW, or the pros: you get better quality, you get a greater dynamic range than JPEG, so that's the range of tones that you can see, from very, very dark shadows all the way up through to brights, highlights, say for example in a dark corner or a dark doorway, all the way through up to a very bright sky or a bright light source. You get much better quality than JPEG. It's lossless, so anything you do during your editing phase, you actually export as a JPEG or some other file format. So then anything that you do to the RAW file isn't saved, although it's generally saved within a library file in programs like Lightroom and otherwise. So it remembers what you've done. What doesn't change your RAW file, so think of your RAW file as your negative. You get more latitude and more options and flexibility for processing, changing exposure, changing white balance. That can all be done after the fact, so you can shoot pictures on auto white balance and then change it later on if you need to. And a couple of the cons in terms of dealing with RAW processing and RAW files will be: you get a much larger file size, you're looking at around, you know, between 15 and 20, 21 megabytes per file, so it takes more room on your SD cards and more room on your computer. It takes more time to deal with RAW. There are many applications out there that make it very, very easy, like Canon's Digital Photo Professional software, Adobe Lightroom, Aperture if you're on the Macintosh platform as well. Well, they're generally fairly expensive programs, although the Canon one comes with the camera. And they have a little bit of a learning curve, so it takes a little bit more time. It's not something that you can generally shoot and take straight out of the camera, because you have to process it and then export the file. So they're just a couple of the details in terms of the benefit, pros and cons between JPEG and RAW, and hopefully to help you make a decision. But what we'll do further than that is we'll go on to now a screencast showing Canon's Digital Photo Pro software, and I'll show you an example image shot in JPEG and RAW. It's the same exposure, shot in RAW plus JPEG on the 500D, so it's taken at the same time. And we'll show you what kind of control that we've got after the fact. Okay, here we go. Okay guys, here we are. I've opened up Canon's Digital Photo Professional. This is version 3.8, which is the latest version. Depending on what camera you've got, or when you bought your camera, you may well have a bit of an earlier version. Okay, this is the image that I shot. It's just an image that I shot in RAW plus JPEG mode, so it's the same exposure made at the same time. And here we can see I've got the JPEG file. There's the image file number and or file name and number there. Canon EOS 500D. Not the latest firmware, I must update that. The image was shot in aperture priority, 1/60th of a second at f8, evaluative metering, and I've used exposure compensation plus 1, so I've overexposed the image one stop for the purpose of this demonstration. The JPEG file you can see there is around 7 megabytes in size, 7,036 kilobytes. Now, as we can see here, the image is looking quite bright, and it's actually overexposed, like I say, by one stop. And if we have a look at the histogram here, which shows the shadow detail, mid-tones or mid-range, and then the highlights here, it's actually clipped and going off the edge on the highlights. So this very, very bright section on the fence post here is blown out. The term would be, so if I put highlight alert on, you see there that's flagged up red. And if I put shadow alert on to tell me if any of the shadows are blown out or are lost, then it will come up blue. Now, if I try to rescue this in JPEG by changing the brightness, then I can do very, very little really without starting to ruin the shadow areas. There's nowhere near as much data there to play with as there is in RAW. Okay, so you've got very, very little that you can change in terms of shadow detail, highlights, and so forth, because there's no raw data there, it's a compressed image. Now if we compare that to what I can do with a raw file, so if I close this, okay, we open up the same file, but the raw version, I'm not going to save that. Okay, it's the same file number, if I double click there, and we'll open up the info page for it, there we go. Okay, this is the raw version of the same image. So as you can see there, we've got the red, green, blue channel information, basic brightness and contrast. But if we go on, we also now have raw data within there where we can change the white balance. I'll just show you quickly, if I change that to flash, it warms the image up. Okay. And also any highlights, detail, shadow, contrast, and so forth there. And we can change the exposure by changing the brightness adjustment. Now, you can see it's the same file number, it's shot in RAW, the CR2 file format, same camera and the same exposure settings, as you can see going down here. Just note the difference in the file size here, that is 23 megabytes in size for the RAW version, so it's quite a bit bigger. Okay, now if I turn the same warnings on, so shadow and highlight, you can see there it's showing that it's blown out on the fence post. Now I've got a lot more latitude now to adjust this, so I can bring the exposure down a little bit there, and there we go, that's dealt with it. I can also control the highlights and bring those down slightly as well, and maybe bring the shadows down a little bit, just to truly reflect how it looked at the time, you know, from the dark areas to the brighter areas of the image. And you know, you can do it quite a bit more with the curves and so forth, and changing the picture styles as well with the RAW file. So there's a lot more scope for changing things and maybe correcting errors. You know, whereas JPEG, you may well have to throw an image away. With RAW, you have the potential to recover it, and it's not a bad thing. You know, you can learn from the mistakes and then correct them by shooting in RAW. So that's just a quick comparison. Okay, I've got a lot more room for making adjustments in RAW and to get a much better image and so forth. In fact, I'll make a couple of quick changes to this file as well, just to see if we can improve. I mean, the saturation is probably a bit too high there. Okay, and I can actually bring this back probably further on the exposure, closer to a stop, and we're getting a more true to the scene image there. You know, how it looked, or how I remember that it looked. So that's just a quick introduction to the differences, plus points and minus points between JPEG and RAW, and hopefully it will make you or help you to decide which one you want to shoot in. I will be doing tutorial videos on this software once I've spent a bit more time with it myself, because I actually use Adobe Lightroom, which is down there. Okay, so thanks very much for watching. Cheers. Bye.